been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is January the 20th, a big day across America, and the market seems to be doing pretty well here today. I've got Rob Sanford with me. It is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Right now, we have the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 91 points. 19,826, while the S&P is up 11 points to 2,274. The NASDAQ is up 27 to 55.67. Everything's doing well. Crude oil up $1.24 to 53.36. Not gold. Gold doesn't like what it sees today. I think gold sees a strong dollar ahead, especially after Trump, let's see, it was Mnuchin yesterday, dialed back in Trump's comments on the dollar. We've got silver up a penny at 1701. We've got the euro up a little bit, 1.0673. Oh my gosh, interest rates are headed back up again. You know, I think that's what I said. There was a brief pause there. There was a little bit of selling, a little bit of profit taking in the bond market in the short term, and now we've got the interest rates headed back up to 2.49%. Russell 2000 up 0.5% right now. But all in all, we've got a pretty good day going on in the market. What happened to that sell the inauguration day advice that I kept getting on CNBC and on other channels? That would have been very bad advice indeed. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here with Rob Sanford. Rob, it was raining this morning on the way to work, wasn't it?
You know, I'll tell you what, if, for folks that are spoiled with San Diego weather, we have got our share of Seattle weather this week.
Oh, man, and it was pouring on my...
I told you to stay home. It's Sanford and Son Friday.
You know it's bad when you pull up to a four-way stop next to a kayak. Two-man kayak. You know, they wave to me, hey, right. Watch along. That intersection. I don't know if you're going to make it through there in your little car there. It was rough.
You know, for a guy who has one day a week that you can turn over the helm to Sanford and Son Friday, you are...
I don't trust you guys.
I know it. I know that.
No, I want to
We're
stay
texting
home.
Each other at 5 o'clock this morning, and you said, no, I'm going to do it. I'm going to come in and do the first half of the show.
Yeah, I could have worked from home today, but I don't know. This is better. A nice atmosphere in our office here.
It is.
So anyways, the market's been a little bit on hold here, which, you know, that's not unusual.
But not today.
No, it seems to be taken off here today, and I published my target prices last week in the newsletter for this year and for 2018. I'm probably the first guy on the street to do that. Today's newsletter, I've already written the headline, "My Favorite Stock Right Now." That's the headline of today.
Really?
Now, I'm not going to tell them.
No, that right there is a carrot.
Yeah.
That's a tease to get the newsletter.
Well, you know, I don't like to do that.
Oh, sure.
It's just a fact of the matter. I there's a couple of stocks that I really like, and I narrowed it down, and I'm going to write an article about the one I like best now. We are seeing a stronger dollar. You know, the guy with no vowels in his name that's going to be the Treasury sector, Mnuchin. Mnuchin.
He's got vowels. They're just, he's missing
one. He's missing a vowel.
He's missing a first
Can
one.
Can he
there.
Buy one? What's that show on TV where you buy vowels
with Vanna White?
Yeah, Vanna White.
Yeah, that's right.
He needs to, but you know what? He's a sharp guy. I listened to him. Boy, did they vilify him. He was the guy that bought IndyMac Bank at the end. I think my wife and I had our loan with IndyMac Bank, and that's up in Pasadena.
I think he held his ground pretty well, though.
I think he'll be just fine, but they wanted to blame him for the whole housing meltdown and the financial crisis. And
blame him for the rain.
When Elizabeth Warren got a hold of him, she had venom in her eyes. Well, anyways, he walked back Trump's dollar comments. They're going to aim for a strong dollar. Now, there's a big theme to build your portfolio around. I wrote last week, what does well in a strong dollar environment? You better pay attention. We have some earnings in General Electric. That's one we like to bash here on Best Stock Stuff. It has not been a best stock now ever since Jack Welch left.
Now, you refer to that one as one of the old stodgy stocks.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's down again today. And I personally don't think that their CEO is long for this world as the CEO of General Electric. He's done a very poor job. Well, look, okay, I mean, numbers don't lie. Let's just look at the app here. Let's go to the Best Stocks Now app. Let's type in GE, and let's see what kind of returns that who's the current CEO? I can't think of his name right now, has delivered over the last 10 years. Okay, and a holder of GE for the last 10 years has gotten returns of 2% per year. Not very good. And let's not forget, during the financial crisis, okay, speaking of culprits, they were down 54% that year because their GE Capital had a lot of bad loans. Now, speaking of big, stodgy old stocks of yesteryear, how about IBM? IBM, once again, they beat earnings by 13 cents. Let's see how IBM has done.
Remember the old IBM cash registers and the IBM 10-key calculators where you pulled down the crank?
And how about the cards with the holes in them?
Oh, that's right. You put in the punch cards.
I remember some comedian, Jonathan Winters, or something, he talked to his secretary, what happened to that stack of cards on my desk? Oh, she said, I threw them away because they had a bunch of holes in them. Those were the good old days. IBM over the last 10 years, well, it's delivered 8% per year, but lately, not so good. Anyways, well, it's kind of old line technology has been replaced, but they do a lot. Mostly it's their service business now that brings in the money. Skyworks Solution beats her. Now here's the good thing about IBM. They did beat earnings by 13 cents, and it is a member of the S&P 500, so that's not going to impact the overall earnings for the S&P. In fact, it's going to lift them a little bit. And General Electric did report earnings that were in line with estimates, so again, those numbers that are out there for this year and next year holding up so far, and I will update my numbers today. In the newsletter, my current EPS estimates for 2017 and 2018, that holds the key to the future of this bull market, which will turn 8 years old in March. Skyworks Solutions. If you took a hammer to your iPhone, Rob, and broke it up and looked at all the little parts inside, you'd find Skyworks Solutions chips.
I've done that accidentally.
Smashed
up an iPhone.
Yeah, I dropped one, and there went the glass. I guess they're making better glass now, because I have dropped mine a few times on the kitchen floor.
They need to make one that floats.
No, that's the worst thing I did. I was shaving one morning, listening to Bloomberg on my iPhone, and I knocked the iPhone into the water.
Oh.
And it was good for about 10 minutes. I go, I dodged a bullet. And then it just started fading into the out of the blue and into the black. It was gone. That iPhone was toast. Look at Skyworks Solutions today. They're the ones that make all these chips in the iPhones. You know, I still like the semiconductor sector a lot. I have a heavy weighting there right now. Skyworks was in my book, Best Stocks Now, 2011. It was $12 at the time. It's at $88 today. And I go back and read that book.
We still have some of those books.
We still have some sitting around here, and I'll even sign it for you.
Somebody wants one.
If somebody wants one,
shoot us an email.
Hey, just look at the stocks in that book and see how they've done since then. And then you'll know whether or not the Best Stocks Now system can find good stocks or not. The proof is in the pudding. All right, what else do we have going on here today? Well, the market has been in a wait-and-see mode ahead of Inauguration Day, and Inauguration Day is here. And
the market's taken off.
The market's taken off.
There you
go.
So
I said, you know, you got to just be patient sometimes in the market. The Chinese economy grew by 6.7%. Do you think they really, how accurate do you think those numbers are?
I think it's tweaked like everything else in their news.
Do you think they tell the accountants this is what the numbers will be, or else you'll be shipped off to the Gulong office or something? All right, listen, this is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson and Rob Sanford. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from evaluation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, obviously, I remain bullish on the market. I've had a buy signal since March of 2009. I've reiterated it every single week when I put my neck on the line in my weekly newsletter. I'll be updating that again in this week's newsletter. I will be writing an article about my favorite stock at the current time. It had a really good week, and it's an extreme value. And it's also got some good momentum going forward, and it's in one of the best sectors in the market. You guys will be talking about the new Big Mac.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I want to try one because now they have, what, a Little Mac and a Grand Mac?
A Grand Mac. You know, I think they should have called it the Mac Daddy.
The Mac Daddy.
But because they've got the Mac Junior.
Yeah.
And they've got the Big Mac. They should have called it the Mac Daddy. But no, they call it the Grand Mac.
Well, I'm anxious to try one, that's for sure. Pizza Hut is going on a hiring binge in the U.S. You know, this seems to be a pattern, doesn't it? Where companies are saying, you know what, we'll start hiring again. Look, no matter what side of the spectrum you're on politically, it has been an anti-business environment. You saw that. That's all you had to do was watch the grilling by the senators of the nominees for the, and you can see how anti-success, anti-business,
the bitterness, the bitterness,
you know, these bankers or anybody that's kind of successful in life, even the education secretary, who, you know, they're Amway, her husband. And
well, the more successful a business is, the more successful even an individual is, the less control government has over the individual.
I guess. I don't know.
And that frustrates the heck out of those that want to have power over the people.
I mean, Bernie Sanders is obsessed with billionaire. Are you a billionaire? Will you admit it here before this panel today? Literally goes, yes, I'll admit it. But there seems to be a new, you know, pro-business type. Hey, America's open for business again. We're going to get off your back with the regulators a little bit. Pizza Hut expects to add 11,000 jobs in the U.S. So, you know, if anything happens to the market, we can get one of those plastic Pizza Hut things and put on the top of our car and deliver pizzas at night.
I read yesterday that pizza is the number one go-to food in the United States for folks last minute to feed a family.
Hmm.
Pizza, number one. I would think it'd be a bucket of chicken, but
mine
probably
is leftovers.
Number one go-to.
Check the refrigerator, Jack. Let's see what's left over.
It's order a pizza.
That's interesting.
Number one in America.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of pizza consumed here. Kansas City Southern beats by 4 cents. Boy, the railroads have had a good week, and I continue to own Union Pacific and CSX, which had a really good week. UNP, that's a good chart there. That's a really good chart on Union Pacific. I own that in both my conservative growth and in my growth and income portfolio because it does pay a nice little dividend of 2.2%. It was a little higher when I bought it, but still that's not a bad dividend yield. Cigna, will they allow that merger, Cigna and Anthem? You know, that's another area of the market is acting like they're going to allow that merger. The Obama administration was against companies getting together. They nixed several attempts of companies trying to get together because they felt it would be bad for the consumer. Well, I think the new administration may be a little bit more open to companies combining. In this case, Cigna and Anthem, a couple of big healthcare providers. How about the Oakland Raiders? You're from Vegas.
I am. Went to college and high school both in Las Vegas.
Can they support an NFL team?
Oh, think about the brand, the Raiders, in Sin City, Las Vegas. I think that is a marriage made in, well, yeah, not heaven, but that is.
Well, they tried Los Angeles, which
they did.
You,
yeah,
know,
yeah,
it has its fair share of gangbangers,
sure,
and thuggery, Raider fans. And,
sure.
But you think Vegas is going to work?
I think that's the city. Think of all the sports gambling that takes place up there. And, boy, that'll be a destination. Go to Vegas for the weekend, party, see an NFL game. That'll be a hit right there.
But the casinos, they don't want people watching Raiders. They don't want them in that Raiders. Of course, they're watching football and they're betting football. That's
those sports books up there are huge.
Yeah. Well, they want to build the stadium right by Las Vegas Sands, the old Sands Hotel. And, of course, that's, what's his name, the CEO of the Sands Hotel? I can't think of it. What have I got a, you know, I don't know, senior moment here this morning. But anyways, they want to build a dome stadium.
Okay. Well, they need to because it's about
strip.
About 150 degrees there in the summer. So it's, they need,
yeah,
to.
So the Las Vegas Raiders, I wonder if they'll have slot machines in the stadium.
Oh, yeah. That's a perfect match there.
Yeah. Well, I've been to the Alameda County Stadium. Have you ever?
Oh, sure, up in Oakland.
Okay,
that's
a
rough neighborhood.
I watched an Oakland Athletics game there, and just parking in the parking lot and crossing the bridge to the stadium was an interesting walk. And the stadium itself really kind of looks like a prison. It's a combination football baseball stadium, which nobody does that anymore. That's got to be like the last one left,
sure,
right?
Yeah,
we had it here at Qualcomm. We had the Padres and the Chargers, and so the day after the football game, they'd put in the day after the baseball game, they'd stripe the field. You could still see the mound and the infield, and yeah, I mean that just doesn't work anymore. And that's what they do in Oakland. So, anyways, speaking of villains. Jamie Dimon, that son of a gun CEO, is going to make $28 million a year this year in total compensation. He got a raise of 3.7% increase from the prior year. What do you think? A guy who runs J.P. Morgan. Let's see what the size of J.P. Morgan is these days. J.P. Morgan, they're in 60 countries. It's a global financial company. In market capitalization, it's a $300 billion, and Jamie Dimon is responsible for this ship, right? What do you think? $28 million too much?
Yeah.
How much does George Clooney make for a movie?
$20
million. Okay. Now that's too much, all right? Yeah, how much does Tom Hanks make?
Yeah, same right there,
how
$20
million. How much does Meryl Streep make?
Too much.
Okay. So, I mean, it's relative. You know, we could bring all the Hollywood movie stars up there and put them before Al Franken and the other guy, Sanders and Elizabeth Warren.
That's right.
Let them grill them on how much they make. How much do you think you deserve to make? Do you pay your fair share of taxes, Mr. Clooney? And by the way, I loved you in Gravity or whatever, you know.
Well, you're a radio star. Maybe you should make $20
million. That's right. I should. I'm worth every penny of it. All right. Well, I'm going to get busy on the newsletter. It's a project. It's a 12-hour project.
Now, is this the peaceful transfer of power from you to your son right now as he comes
in?
Yeah,
he can have it. He's in the hot seat now. And give him some real meat to chew on.
We'll do it.
Okay. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Get the newsletter this weekend, GundersonCapital.com. All right, we'll be right back.
There he goes.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. And he has successfully made a smooth and peaceful transition of power from at being at the helm. He was the president of the radio show a little while ago, and now you are.
There were a couple protesters, but there, other you, than that, it was peaceful. A
couple of protesters. You were outside protesting?
Yeah.
It's now Sanford and Son Friday. It's Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson filling in for Bill on this last half of the Best Stocks Now newsletter. And we're actually going to highlight a stock
We're going to highlight a stock.
We are going to do that. And before we do that, let me ask you, do you know who Steve Easterbrook is? Easter like the holiday, Brook like a babbling brook.
I don't know him.
All right. Steve Easterbrook is the CEO of McDonald's. He's the guy that took over in 2015, okay. Been a couple of years now.
Yeah. He was the one with the breakfast all day, right?
Yes, there you go. He was the guy who brought out breakfast all day, which really spiked McDonald's stock and helped them go up during his reign there. He also pioneered the self-ordering kiosks where you go up and kind of build your own burger in some markets. He also started the service at your table and renovated some of the inside of McDonald's. So not that that's important, I don't think, but the breakfast all day was a game changer. They copied Jack in the Box on that. And now,
I think this is the one that everyone's most excited for, right?
I think so. He has tweaked and expanded the lineup in the Big Mac. Now, when I was a kid, you used to get the Happy Meals, and in the Happy Meals were the little toys, and they used to have commercials with the characters of the McDonald's food. Do you remember that?
Yes.
You do?
Okay. The Hamburglar.
The Hamburglar, you remember that? And you remember Big Mac was the sheriff, right? Remember that? Do you remember that?
I don't remember the sheriff.
There was a Big Mac, and he was the sheriff.
I just remember Ronald McDonald, the Hamburglar, and then that purple guy.
Yeah, the purple guy. And then the fry guys.
Yeah.
All right. What was the guy? I heard Ken in my ear. What was that? Grimace. Ah, there he was. All right. See, that's why we have an engineer extraordinaire.
Yeah.
To throw us stuff like that.
It's a good thing he listens to our show.
He has to. He's paid to do it. He has to. Okay. Nevertheless, I remember Big Mac. He was the guy with the Billy Club and the, you know, he was the cop.
Well, I thought Mark McGuire was Big Mac.
No,
didn't they name it after him?
No. No? Okay. No. All right. So now there's a new, they've test marketed it in Ohio and I think somewhere else. Anyway, the same place, Cincinnati, was the place that the filet of fish was invented by. I didn't know if you knew that. It was.
That means nothing to me.
That's a great piece of fish there. With sarcasm. But in any case, there's a new sandwich out called the Grand Mac.
Well, and the Mac Jr.
And the Mac Jr. And the Mac Jr. is a single Big Mac with the same kind of mystery sauce. What do they call it? Special sauce.
Big Mac sauce. Yeah.
I think it's called special sauce.
Big Mac sauce.
Yeah. Lettuce, peas.
You know, you could have ordered it on anything anyways.
Can you really?
Yeah. You can get fries with Big Mac sauce on it.
No.
Just ask for
it. Is that like the secret?
You just ask for it.
Really?
They'll do anything. You can get a quarter pounder with cheese with Big Mac sauce.
Only you would know that. That's kind of like the secret menu at In-N-Out.
Yeah.
All right.
Ask for anything you want.
Nah, I guess. Okay. So now here's the big news.
But this is on the menu now. That's a big deal.
Here's the real big deal.
Okay. What's the big
deal? I had a late church meeting last night, so I didn't get to have dinner at home. Went straight from work, changed, went over to that, and I was hungry by the time that was done, about 9 o'clock. Went to my local McDonald's down there by where the church is, and I ordered a Grand Mac. I think they should have called it the Mac Daddy.
I thought it was called Mac Daddy.
Wouldn't that be the better name? I mean, that right there would
Grand
be kind
Mac
of
sounds good too.
Kind of pop culture. You'd have
or the huge Mac.
Yeah.
Instead of the Big Mac.
Huge. Okay, so you got the Mac Daddy, the Big Mac, and then the Mac Junior. That'd be kind of the way to go. So who's ever in marketing there needs to refer to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour and listen
Mac Daddy.
Yeah, that's Stephen Gunderson's name, the Mac Daddy. All right, so I ate it.
Anyways, the Grand Mac.
It's a third pound of beef between the two patties.
Okay.
Okay. So I thought it was going to be the quarter pounder.
So which of their normal burgers, which patty do they use? Or do they make a
new
patty?
This is a new – the bun is bigger. It's about the diameter of, say, a Burger King Whopper.
Okay.
So it's bigger around.
So they bought all new ingredients for
this. Yeah, and it's almost – the patty is almost as thin as the other patty, the regular Big Mac patty. It's just bigger around.
And is the same quality?
Yeah, about the same.
That's the worst part of the Big Mac.
I know.
I hate to say it.
I know. They should have used the quarter pounder patty, I think, and made it a half pound
actually
burger.
Actually decent meat.
That would have been okay.
Yeah.
However, right. I will tell you that it was pretty doggone bigger than the Big Mac. But it was about the same. It was just eating more Big Mac.
Okay.
That's all it was.
Well, and does the Mac Junior, I think they use a good or not, I don't know.
They take out the middle.
And they only use one patty.
One patty, and they take out the middle.
But I wonder what patty it is. It's probably not the Big Mac patty.
It's got to be. It's got to be, because it's got to be the same diameter, just a single Big Mac. Mm. I'll bet it is.
I thought it was the quarter pounder.
So here's the deal.
Okay.
Go with the Mac Daddy, the Grand Mac.
All right.
That's the way
everyone try it.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you got to try
it. And you get the lettuce all over your lap when you
eat it.
Especially
if you own the stock. You got to try
it. Now, let's talk about the stock, because I think that this little deal, along with all-day breakfast, is going to spike McDonald's again. I think it's going to. I think you're going to see a little uptick. Now, that's just strictly me, based on the fact that I ate a Grand Mac last night.
Yeah.
I would have. I spiked the stock myself last night. Right. However, where's it at right now?
Right now?
Yeah, based on the...
Didn't know you were going to ask that.
I know. Well, come on.
Come on, man.
You've got the app right in front of you.
Well, yeah.
So look it up on the Best Stocks Now
app. I know where
app.
It closed yesterday.
The symbol is MCD.
Let's see where it's at today, though.
Symbol's MCD. 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 McDonald's.
McD's.
Come on now. Fired up.
You know what?
You got a slow computer. Okay, we're going to talk about...
Yahoo Finance is killing me. Okay.
Okay, there you go. Oh, look at that. I spiked the stock.
It's up a quarter of a percent today.
Single-handedly spiked the stock last night.
It's at $122.47.
Up a quarter point. See there?
Yes.
All based on the Mac Daddy Grand Mac. You can even see the little spike in the chart there was about 10 o'clock last night when I ate that Grand Mac.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
All right. Now, let's talk about how it ranks in the Best Stocks Now app, because during the break we talked about that it is in the top 25% of Gunderson Picks.
All the stocks.
Of 4,300 whatever it is stock. It's still in the top 25%, so it's kind of an also
middle of the road
stock. All right.
It's a large cap stock. It's
okay.
I guess people would consider this a conservative stock pick because it's very so many people own it that it's not super volatile. That's the thinking out there.
It's one of those old, stodgy, traditional stocks.
I digress. In 5 years, we have a target price. In 3 to 5 years, we have a target price of $185 a share.
So, and it's sitting at $122
right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Has 66% upside potential.
Okay.
Which only gets a Gunderson value grade of C-.
Wow. Now, it had a higher grade somewhere else, though.
Bill
likes
the doubles. 100% or more.
Oh, okay.
So that's where
the
sliding scale is.
So if you got a 60%er,
it's a
C-. Yeah, okay. So
it's
where
got
was
potential,
that other one?
But
slide on up. Where is it getting that B? It had a B for something.
Has an A-.
Oh, B-, right there.
The overall grade.
Okay.
Of the stock is a B-.
Okay, the overall grade.
And it's ranked 806 out of 4,100 stocks.
Okay, so it's in the top 25%.
Yeah, and over the last, let's see, over the last 3 months, it's done very well. It's up over 10.5%. And the market's only up less than 4%.
Okay.
It's doubled the market in the past 3 months. Now, if you look at the last 12 months, it's up 7.2%, and the S&P is up 20%.
Yeah.
So
okay. So it's a middle of the road thing. You wouldn't be crying in your Big Mac sauce if you had it.
Yeah.
But there might be better.
And if you
want to
go long term, do you want to go long term?
Long term. Let's see what that looks like.
So over 10 years.
All right. So if you buy your Big Mac stock today and you decide, okay, no matter what happens, I'm going to hold it 10 years.
Yeah. This is what would have happened the last 10 years.
Okay.
You would have gotten 14% per year.
Okay.
From
14%
while the market delivered 4.7% per year.
Wow.
So
triple
it's
that.
It's outperformed the market in the past 10 years.
By three times.
A bunch, yeah.
Wow, that, so, you know, breakfast all day and then cap it off at night after a church meeting with a Grand Mac and die in 10 years.
Doctor won't be very excited. Right.
You may hold the stock for 10 years, but then die of a heart attack from eating it.
And get this, right, yeah. One more thing. All right, 2008, yeah. Remember when the S&P was down 38.5%?
Right.
It was up 8.6% that
Ooh.
Year. So maybe it's a stock, if there's volatile times, it's one to look at.
Folks like to eat cheap.
Yeah. They got that dollar menu.
They got the dollar menu. That,
they don't have it anymore.
Oh, they do.
It's the value menu.
Oh, that's
now.
Right. Yeah.
But maybe they'll bring it back if something happens.
So that might be a good yeah. thing to do. Now, that's definitely not a recommendation.
Not a recommendation.
But a pretty doggone good example,
it's an example.
Kind of a best stock now.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, when we get back, we got some more good stuff to talk about. You're listening to Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace.
That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management here in San Diego, California at GundersonCapital.com. I'm joined
Joined at the hip.
Hopefully not. By Stephen Gunderson, the heir to the throne, the young gun. It is Sanford and Son Friday. Bill started out the show, gave us a little bit of content, and then we slid right into Big Mac news and talked about McDonald's as the featured stock for the day. And then I got a text from my wife saying, "Hey, Mac Daddy,
you're in trouble."
She said, "You're busted." She had no idea I went and ate a Mac Daddy Grand Mac last night at 10 o'clock. and she said my life insurance premium just doubled. So sorry, honey.
Busted.
Nevertheless, it is Inauguration Day, and as we get ready to swear in a new president of the United States of America, your dad, William Fred Gunderson, predicted that we would see a little bit of a spike on Inauguration Day.
After a little bit of a spike,
yeah,
man,
and
killing
and,
it right now.
And all of a sudden, the market is up. I you know, it always amazes me how he makes little prophetic calls like that. And sure enough, bam, now that we have a new president here on this January 20th of 2017.
Yeah, some weird year.
The market's taken off again, just like he said it would. Now, he has also said, what was that?
That was weird.
Can't
spill
the
drink from
the it. It sounded like somebody poured out a McDonald's Diet Coke all over the table. In any case, he said that that today,
I will say he's usually wrong about.
No. He teased that tomorrow in the newsletter he is going to title it "My Favorite Stock."
Oh.
So that is going to be the headline of the newsletter tomorrow, "My Favorite Stock." Not my all the best stocks, my favorite stock.
Right now or just ever? Or
I don't know.
Did he say anything?
Oh, he just said the title's going to be "My Favorite Stock." I don't know if that's from all time.
What's your favorite stock?
Oh, McDonald's.
Okay.
if In-N-Out was a public company or Angelo's. See, folks, we know the best
In-N-Out,
burger spots.
Yes.
Can you imagine if In-N-Out was public? Boy, talk about an IPO to
Better
buy.
Better than Shake Shack.
Oh, my goodness.
Get out of here, Shake Shack.
We'd be all over that one. Nevertheless, he is going to come out with his newsletter tomorrow, and it's going to be emailed to folks all over the country. Well, the world, as a matter of fact. We even have subscribers in Dubai. And he's going to highlight and talk about and make comments on his favorite single stock.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. Now, that's a big, giant tease. If you're not getting the newsletter, you want to read about what he is going to talk about tomorrow. So tell the people, before we talk about the inauguration here and go off to watch that, tell the people how to find out what Bill says about his favorite stock.
Go to GundersonCapital.com.
Okay.
So click on the contact us
page. I'm pretending like I've done that.
Yeah. Okay. All right, you're there.
I'm there.
Top right. Contact us. Bam, click it.
Okay.
And you're there. You just fill out some information.
All right.
Press submit, and we get it, and we hook you up with the newsletter.
Now, you're going to make sure, because you're a typing wizard, you're going to make sure that they get that newsletter tomorrow.
Yes. And also give them last week's newsletter.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah.
So if they send in a request today for
two newsletters,
you're going to get last week's. It kind of gives us the whole deal.
Yeah.
And then you get tomorrow's, which is fresh.
Yeah, you'll see what he said last week.
Fresh bread.
Maybe there's some information that you want from that, too. So you don't have to wait a whole day to get the newsletter.
So that's kind of like getting the Grand Mac of newsletters all at one time.
Yeah.
The Mac Daddy.
Exactly.
All right. So you're going to send it off to them today, and then they'll get the new one tomorrow.
Yes.
All right. What kind of information do they need to put out there to get the best
email address, first name, last name, phone number?
No credit card information.
No credit cards, no routing numbers, no
cash
bank
advance.
Account numbers, no. none of that stuff.
Okay.
No PayPals.
And that is simply because the version of the newsletter, which we send you, which is kind of the Reader's Digest version, it's still 40 or 50 pages long, including all the charts and pictures. It's free.
It's free.
It's free?
Yep.
I wish Big Macs were free. Of course, during Monopoly.
Remember they have a 2 for $3.33 deal every once in a while?
Do they? I
and
just know that they have
one Big Mac.
All right.
To get two.
How about getting the Monopoly thing that says free Big Mac?
Those are nice, yeah.
Those are good.
Yeah. And no, they don't give you Big Macs.
They don't?
Nope.
I thought they give you fries.
Because they don't want to give you more of the game pieces.
Oh.
For free.
I gotcha.
That's how they sell it.
I gotcha. Okay, so get the newsletter, the Best Stocks Now newsletter. And then you can also subscribe to the app if you want to get the app. Just click on the app there at GundersonCapital.com. And you can see where all these stocks are ranked. You can see how Bill's research goes into the ranking and all of his comments and everything else that goes into that whole process. And then you can sit down with your new Grand Mac and your large order of fries and your giant gallon of Diet Coke, which is highly filtered in stainless steel whatever they use to make it taste great, and sit down and watch the inauguration, which you and I are going to do, and Bill's going to do here in the office.
Yeah, you know, I've watched the last two.
We've only been alive that long.
The last two? I mean, 8 years ago, I was in high school.
Okay.
And I remember we all watched it in the auditorium.
8 years ago, you were in high school. That's crazy. I wouldn't admit that. You're not even 30 yet.
I'm not 30. So I've never, you know, it's cool for me, no matter who is the president, to watch it. You know, I haven't seen that many of them. I don't remember that many of them. So it's cool to see it every 4 years.
It is. And it's an honor, really, for the world to be able to see the peaceful transition of power between one president and another.
And there's a lot of tradition that goes on.
And, yeah. And today, and the entertainment yesterday was excellent. It was really,
yeah,
really,
you know,
good.
Everyone was ripping who was going to perform at, even I was like, Three Doors Down, really?
And they did a great job. Toby Keith
everyone
did
a really
great
good.
Job.
I thought they did a great job. And
Lee Greenwood, that was
appropriate.
Awesome. It was. And it was today, today, I think the Mormon.
And the fireworks show?
Oh, that was great.
That was awesome.
The Mormon Tabernacle Choir is going to sing
and
today.
Jackie Evancho.
Yep. It's going to be quite the.
It's going to be cool.
Quite the thing. It'll really be neat. I'm excited to watch it as well. So as the United States of America gets ready to usher in a business-friendly administration, America First administration, where they put American jobs, American products, and less regulation on business, I got to think that it's probably going to do well for the stock market.
Yeah, and it's the one day of everyone's presidency where the whole world can be optimistic.
Doggone straight. No mistakes
yet. No matter who it is.
Well, that's great. Well, I'll tell you what. If you'd like to be optimistic and find out more about Bill Gunderson, go to GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. You've been listening to Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.